Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could take your body, your level of understanding of the bodybuilding and training process to the next level, what would that question be? Think about that. Knowing what you want, asking the right questions is the first step in getting the answers that you need. Sounds so simple, but clarity is something that many, many bodybuilders, many, many people trying to take their bodies to the next level do not have, and I'm here to help you get that clarity. All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same challenges that you've been going through, that could launch you into a whole new level of physical and mental growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. If you have any questions, I want you to call into the show right now, 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Take advantage of my 18 years plus in the bodybuilding, training, and fitness world, my 25 years plus in the personal development, motivation, coaching world, and let me use my skills, my knowledge, my experience, my perspective to help take you to a next level with your training, eating habits, your organizational habits. What we found in the last few shows is that getting people on a discipline schedule, daily disciplines as I call them, where they have guidelines just to follow, helping them figure them out one step at a time gets them closer to their goals, having a lot more clarity of what I talk about. So if you want to call the show, again, the number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145, or you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com with any questions you have, skip@skiplacour.com. One thing that I'm doing periodically on the show is taking you, you and your challenges, having a live coaching session. I charge up to $300 a session for on the telephone or internet telephone with bodybuilders, bodybuilding enthusiasts, fitness enthusiasts. Take you through the process in your specific situation, with your specific challenges, your specific questions. Take you through a coaching session live right on the air, and I'll do that for you free. What you do need to do is kind of explain your situation to me. Tell me why this is important to you. Give me some background on how I can help you, because what I'll do is I'll choose the person or the situation that can help the most people as we do the coaching session live on the air. So if you want to apply for a free coaching session valued up to $300 with me on the radio show, and what I'll do a lot of times is I'll make that into a two-hour session as I open up and I coach and I teach you and everyone on the air. Send that to me at email, that application, to skip@skiplacour.com. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding training efforts? And what is the next level for you? How are you processing that all in your mind? How are you organizing those steps for you? Who's helping you organize those steps? I'll tell you what, if you're going from a person who is not healthy, not fit, you don't think in those terms, yet you want to have a better body, you're sick of looking in the mirror, how are you going to come up with that line of thinking? Are you going to just go by trial and error? Here's your time to get with someone who has helped people from all different levels. I can take you through the steps. Why try to figure it out yourself when you have access on this radio show through my website at skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R, to get the information in a nice, structured, easy-to-apply format to help you get to that next level. And if you have been training, maybe you've tried a lot of different type of training strategies, a lot of different diets, you're doing okay, but that next level that we all want, that angst inside to get to that next level of breakthrough, be more committed, be more focused. Find out the strategies on how to build muscle more effectively, whether that's with training or eating. That next level for you. Hey, call me up. Let's help figure it out. It's probably a lot more simple than you're making it, at least in the terms of the execution, the strategies of what you have to do. Now, simple is one thing. When I explain it to you, it will be simple. Now, it's still up to you to organize your life, your thoughts, your emotions, to actually execute those simple plans. But I think that you'll find that when it becomes simple in your mind, it becomes a lot easier to execute. So call up. The number is 347-326-9145. So what is that next level for you, no matter how well you are doing, no matter how great your body looks or how great it looks compared to other people or what people tell you? Do you ever feel that gnawing angst inside that you know deep in your soul, deep in your gut, that you can be better? You just don't know how to go about doing that. So what's stopping you from getting there? Do you want to make those improvements and you want to make them effectively, efficiently, and in the shortest period of time? You're going to have to know exactly what it is you want. Think about that right now. What do you want? Getting what you want, finding the best combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be much easier when you know exactly what it is you want. The answers will start coming to you, what would appear to be like magic, just out of nowhere. And that's how it works when you get specific. Although there's no magic involved, it's you focusing your attention in the right direction by getting very clear on what it is you want. So what is it for you? Is it with your training, your nutrition, your motivation, your drive? You need a kick in the pants from a coach like me? Well, call up the phone. I'll give you that kick in the pants that you need. Do you need that drive to do everything you already know you need to do? That drive to get in the gym more often on a more consistent basis, or maybe perform better when you are in the gym? So what is it for you? Here's your chance to get some free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what's going on to take you, what it's going to take for you to get more fulfillment, more production from your bodybuilding and training efforts. You call up the show, I have a free gift for you. It's a $24.99 value. It's my ebook. It is Skip LaCour's Packing On Muscle, Max OT Style. It is a 164-page ebook. It's been sold in 52 countries around the globe. It's one of my best sellers, and what it does, it really takes you through the process step by step by step, all the questions that you may ask. It's from 18 years of fielding questions. I was one of the first bodybuilders on the internet taking all the different questions from fitness enthusiasts, bodybuilders all over the world. It's a combination of all my writing, all condensed down into this book. So you can have a simple thing of what do you do how do you train, how do you go about your training when you're sick or when you're slightly injured? How do you break down a workout program? Why a certain rep range, why that works? From the simple to the complicated, I do it all in that book. So that book is yours for free for a $24.99 value just by calling in and sharing your experiences. I do that for you. I have you share your experiences on the air because your experience is a lot of time that's challenging you. What you'll find out from the other callers is that's your challenge too, and I have a way of opening it up so everyone can benefit from anyone's experience. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is brought to you by AST Sports Science. AST Sports Science, visit their website at ast-ss.com. Again, that website is ast-ss.com. Sports nutrition, nutritional supplementation products that I've been using for over 15 years. Helped me win my 6 national championships and really understand this process at a greater level. Paul D'Elia, the president and founder of AST Sports Science, is also the creator of the highly effective, extremely popular, extremely efficient training program, Max-OT Training. Max-OT stands for Maximum Overload Training. It's about intensity. It's about effectiveness. It's about efficiency in the gym. I mean, you got to be focused. You got to be really, you have to concentrate. You have to be ready to go for 45 minutes in the gym, and that's what produces those results in the shortest period of time. If you don't have a lot of time, I deal with, in my day now, I deal with businessmen. I deal with people who are busy, who want to be healthy and fit, don't have a lot of time to go to the gym every single day for 2 hours, like the stereotypical bodybuilder you may think he does. I never did that. The most effective and efficient bodybuilders don't do that. That's just a stereotype. So if you're doing that, you might want to find more effective and efficient ways to get better results, or at least the same results if you're a really hard worker, in a shorter period of time, and add some quality to the other areas of your life. So that's what I do with influential and busy businessmen during my day. I don't do it through one-on-one personal training in the gym. I do not do that. I do it through my coaching programs that I have at different levels. And effectiveness and efficiency in the gym in the shortest period of time, they are the principles of the Max-OT, Maximum Overload Training, where you're in there, you get the results, you get out of there. You can check out the Max-OT training program. Go to the AST Sports Science website at ast-ss.com and go on the lower right-hand corner and see the logo for the Max-OT training program. Sign up for the program. Get access into a site exclusively for you, and the whole program will be explained in great detail in its entirety. Find out about this amazingly effective Max-OT training program and get some great sports nutrition products. Go to my website at skiplacour.com, S-K-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Right on the top of the page, you'll see the AST Sports Science logo. You click on that website. I'm running a special here. You go to my website. You click on the AST logo. You order $100 worth of product, and I have a free gift for you. So go to the AST Sports Science logo on the Skiplacour website, order a product from that site, and I have a free gift for you. This show is also brought to you by bodybuilding.com, health, fitness, nutrition, products. There's lots of information. Any information you need to take your body to the next level, there are thousands of articles. Go to the message board, and you can communicate with me on my own thread on the IFBB Pro Bodybuilding site. Also, go through those many pages of the site. You can see it's visited and it's been visited. It's been read by literally thousands of bodybuilders across the world. Go through. There are a lot of great questions that have been asked. There's a lot of free resources and materials that I've made available on my thread. Check that out. I'm sure a lot of the questions that have been asked can help you. And if you want to ask me more questions, do that as well, and that's on the bodybuilding.com website, www.bodybuilding.com. This show is also brought to you by Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is a great-tasting sports drink with electrolytes, B vitamins, and zero calories. Powerade Zero replaces lost fluids without replacing the calories that you've just burned up in the gym, and it comes in three great-tasting flavors. You can get it in your grocery store. Finally, a zero-calorie sports drink, Powerade Zero. Zero calories, zero limits. And this show is brought to you by my other project that I'm extremely passionate about, helping men all over the world take control of their bodies and their lives. You have one body, you have one life. Use them well. I help men create that sense of urgency, and that's at my Manformation website at manformation.com, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. Alpha strategies to help take you to the next level, to your life to the next level, and transform you into the man you really want to be. Check out that website. Sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter. Visit the message board. You know, this just isn't about your body. If you're visiting this show for the bodybuilding information and the training information, one thing you'll realize is that any problem that you have in life, any challenge that you're going through, you may be focusing on the challenge that you may be having in the gym right now. I'll tell you this, though, from my experience, every challenge that you're having in life, it comes from a challenge in all different areas of your life. So when you get your life aligned and organized, you'll see you'll have success in all different areas. That's what Manformation is all about. Check out that website at www.manformation.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter. Sign up. Visit the message board. Visit the thoughts, opinions. Share your thoughts with men just like you. And listen to the Manformation radio show, talk radio show, every Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're going through an extensive program, so check that out. You can go to the Manformation website for those times and listen to the downloaded our podcasted versions. What I do, all it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at a situation that makes all the difference in the world. One breakthrough when it comes to your training, your nutrition, your mental strategy leads to another breakthrough and another breakthrough, and that's how it works. Oftentimes, you may already find you know everything you need to do. You just need to actually execute. You need to just keep on track and continue. The validation, the approval, the checking off from a coach, an expert, or a friend is all you need right now, and I can help you do that. I've been helping thousands of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts all over the world take their bodies to the next level and striving through those to burst through those sticking points, those frustrating sticking points and plateaus that they're going through. And I've been doing that through my presence on the internet. Like I said, I was probably one of the first bodybuilders who, while they were going through a competitive career, actually had a website that was not just promotional, but it was helping out people through questions and, like I said, thousands of emails throughout the world, sending out newsletters, actually sharing my knowledge for many years now, gives me the experience and insight to handle your problems. I've written 10 books. I produced 7 DVDs. I've written for the muscle magazines for over 15 years. I've done seminars all over the world with bodybuilding training, personal development, motivation, one-on-one phone consultations. I spent a lot of my days doing phone consultations. You wonder, well, how can you help me if I'm not there with you and we're not training? I'll tell you this, is that there's a process I can take you through that can help you do the things you already need to do and get you clear, focused, and confident in the gym and help you follow up. I do yearly coaching programs where I will have you on a monthly basis have certain assignments. You know, I let you tell me what you want. A lot of times what you think the problem is, you think your challenge is, isn't really the challenge. And through my experience, I help guide you into the right direction, give you clarity, and get you on track. It's a monthly program to keep you focused. I do individual programs. I do a lot of when someone's preparing for a contest, you know, I might do it every week towards the end of the contest to keep them confident, focused, and on track. Something specific like a bodybuilding contest. I might start that process out a year before by talking to them a month and make sure they're on track as it gets closer to the show. I help regular, like I said, business people, successful business people who just want to add health and fitness to their already successful lifestyle. Help them integrate the strategies that come along with being a 6-time national champion, 18 years in the business, who's also a businessman myself. How to integrate that into their life without spending, you know, 3 hours a day in the gym. Breaking down these seemingly complex principles and helping them focus with the confidence, the dedication, the mental flexibility that made them successful in their business. I help them apply those strategies to the health and fitness, and when I can use their already admirable qualities, like that dedication, that focus that made them successful in different areas of their life. And what I do is I create the clarity, the simplicity when it comes to health and fitness so that they can do that too. So a lot of my time now is dedicated to those businessmen. I also do really private sessions. Actually, what they are is more of a lifestyle type coaching where, and I charge up to $7,500 a month where I will be more of a friend or mentor, where someone who is very successful in business and they let the rest of their life fall apart in certain areas, especially in the health and fitness, and they're tired of it. They've achieved that business success. They have the financial means to invest in a six-time national champion, a personal development coach, to almost become their friend, their mentor, where, you know, I'm talking to them three or four times a day. I do it for stretches for months at a time until I ingrain the habits into their lifestyle, and they're dedicated and focused and willing to make that financial investment. You know, I may go out to dinner with them throughout the day. You might see me hanging out at a lounge, de-stressing, helping them go through the mental process. It's a lot more than just eating right and training. If you are listening to the show and you happen to be one of those people that you have a great family, you have a great business going, just can't get that health and fitness aspect of your life going no matter what it is you try, it just takes a different way of thinking. And coming to a person who understands that, but also understands your life and how to integrate it, not making it too complex. I go into the gym all the time, and I see where these pretty much sedentary business people or people who are focused on different areas of their life, they go into a gym, and they go to a fitness professional, a personal trainer, someone who's really outstanding in that particular area, and they take them through these very complex, I guess they're very exciting, definitely mentally, takes them mentally flexible, jumping around, kettlebells, different cardio programs, stretching, very interesting, very neat, very exciting, very cutting-edge type workout programs. And that's all great. At the same time, it's creating a certain level of overwhelm, like how am I going to do this by myself? How can I do this without a personal trainer? And in the big picture of life for what they want, although that's great, it looks exciting, makes you feel athletic, how are you going to add that into the quality of your life? So one thing that I don't do is I could get as specific or as intricate as possible with the process, but my goal is to have you doing this 6 months from now, 6 years from now, and setting up a mental, emotional program along with the physical strategies to help you get the body that you want. So a lot of one-on-one coaching, as you can see, I do in a lot of different forms, and it takes on a lot of things besides the guy who wants to build muscle or something even more specific like a bodybuilder. And it's more than the sedentary person, it's a business person. Most importantly, it's a lot more than just training in the gym. It's a mental and lifestyle approach that we integrate, that I integrate in people's lifestyle. And again, I do that through phone, one-on-one, very exclusive, very private type of sessions where you'll see me hanging out downtown and with a couple of guys or with one guy that could be a client of mine who we're integrating these lifestyles in for those dedicated people. Again, if you have any questions about whatever, how complex or simple your challenge is, call up. I have a free gift for you, that free ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. That number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com. Check out those 10 books, those 7 DVDs I've talked about. I wrap them all up in a convenient package so you can get them all bundled up, all my 18 years of experience. You can go to school, so to speak. Dedicate the next 3 months of your life learning the ins and outs if you're extremely passionate about it. Get the whole package of books and DVDs for one low price. Go to school, and where will you be 1 year from now with that level of knowledge, expertise, and perspective? All right, so check out the skiplacour.com website. Check out that AST website in the Max OT program. Tie that all in together. Again, I am really talking about you have one body, you have one life, you need to use them well. Check out that Manformation program, that Manformation website, and check out the radio show. I'm going to take a break here for a moment, and when I come back, I'm going to answer any calls that you may have. But what I want to talk about, this kind of goes in my coaching over the years. A lot of people have followed my bodybuilding career, and they have a lot of questions on how they can make it in this bodybuilding and fitness business. How can they take their passion, what they love to do, helping others in this health and fitness exercise, helping people create change in their life, what suggestions that I might have, how they can break into this business and be successful. Now, I've spent a lot of years doing this. I've done a lot of things very well. I've also done probably a lot more things not very well, a lot of mistakes. That gives me a unique perspective as you're starting off in your journey, how you can start your career off at a higher level than me and how to persistently go about it, create a step-by-step approach so you can do what you love to do, whether it's on a part-time basis or on a full-time basis, help others and do what you love for a living. I'll tell you what is that what I do now, what I've been doing for years, helping others and things that I love to do, has been augmented by helping others do it. And what a great living, what a great life that I have when I can wake up every day doing what I love to do. Many people have emailed me for tips, suggestions. I have a path for you. That's the way you want to live. You want to live your life doing what you love to do. Will there be challenges in it? Will there be risks? Will there be ups, downs, and all around? Yes, there will be. But let me ask you this question. Doing what you're doing, your job that just may pay you pretty good money, you may not particularly love it, are there ups and downs and all arounds and cut check times there too? Are there times of confidence and also insecurity? Yes, there are too. So if you're going to do that, you've got one body, you've got one life, you need to use them well, you need to create that sense of urgency. How do you want to live that life? If you're going to have that level of stress or anyway, do you want to do what you love to do? All right, so when I come back, I'm going to have suggestions, and you give me a call. If you want to make, maybe earn some cash from your passion for health, fitness, bodybuilding, whatever it is that you love to do while helping others, we'll talk about that right after this message.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principle and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following session of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final session, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I've limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Pacquiao on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Pacquiao Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my training DVD, 4 hours of video, my life, blood, experience. Produce that thing from scratch, from every camera angle to every voiceover laid down, to designing the cover and all the information, all the writing in it, all how it's displayed. That was my very best effort, my very best attempt to pour out my knowledge and explain it in a way, in an organized way, to give you all the information and the inspiration you need to take your body to the next level. So go to my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Look at all the tons of free information on there. More importantly, make the investment in yourself. You know, one thing about life is if you have nothing in the game, if you don't put your money down, if you don't invest your energy, your soul, and you're expecting to get a result out of it, get more out of it than what you put down, that's just not the way that it works in life. You're going to produce to the level you invest. You put timelines, you put deadlines, you put stress on yourself. You invest your hard-earned money into something. That's when you're going to take it, you're going to absorb it, and you're going to dedicate yourself to make sure you get the results. So, hey, you know, one thing I really love about what I do. What I really love about what I do is how I can be like a big brother, a mentor to the younger guys. If you're listening to the show, you're 17, 18 years old, I want you to really just listen to the show. Make sure that you go to iTunes and you type in Skip LaCour and you have this podcast automatically downloaded to your iTunes library. Well, go to the skiplacour.com website and click on the radio shows and get the podcast versions. And how about just for an hour a week, if you're not listening to this show live, or even if you are, you listen to these shows and you make it a point where you're doing cardio just for the week, part of your daily disciplines. And if you've been listening to this show a long enough period of time, you know what I mean by daily disciplines. How about for your weekly daily disciplines, you make a point to listen to the show, and listen to the show twice, all right? Well, the reason why I say twice is a lot of times I'm throwing out so many different, so much information from so many different levels, all right? My teaching skills for 25 years in the personal development, I have a lot of different ways to get my message across in different ways that, you know, if you have experience in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, or motivation, you can pick out all these different patterns, all these different strategies that I have to be a more effective teacher, a more effective coach. You'll see me, whether it's future pacing or slipping in certain beliefs and identities into you. The thing about it is you won't catch those necessarily the first time because it's coming at you at so many different levels to be effective, all right? What the second time you listen to, like information, strategies, empowering beliefs, will be implanted into you maybe the second or the third time you listen to it. So how about for a weekly discipline? You make sure you get the show podcasted. You're doing cardio in the gym or you're showing up to the gym. Let's kind of integrate both of those. And you make a promise to yourself to listen to this show 2 times every week to get the message. Again, I really relish the role of being the big brother, the coach. That's what excites me. I really believe that the reason why I've been able to be so successful as a 6-time national champion bodybuilder, becoming a successful businessman in the bodybuilding and training world, was not so much because I did it for myself, although I was extremely passionate about what I was doing in the gym and how I was executing or maybe preparing for a show. It's when I add the element of helping others and really getting charged and really getting motivated about doing that, that's what made it all work for me at a higher level. And so I want that for you. That's what excites me. Send me your emails and your questions. Tell me about your progress. So listen to the show a couple times a week and make it a point to get some of the hidden meanings behind everything that I'm talking about. You'll see that I'm just not talking about lifting weights. I'm not just talking about eating right or having big muscles. It's about life. It's about organizing your life. And I'll tell you what, I've made tons of mistakes. I've made so many mistakes, it's unbelievable. Whether it's decisions in my life, training methods, business decisions. And because I kept on going for it, I bumbled into the right decisions. All right. If you're going through life and thinking that, well, I've got to be very cautious and you make decisions slowly, let me just tell you, that's not the way to go about it. You have to make many decisions. If you have eating programs or training programs or even business decisions, to think that you're going to have 100% or 1,000 batting average, like everything you try is going to work out, just does not work that way. What you need to do is have the courage to try something, put all your energy and emotion in it, even if you fail. So then you come out with another, with a learning experience, even if you fail, and now you know a different way to go about it. And then you jump on the next one. So over a year's period of time, you've got to get 10 shots at the basket, so to speak. Get 10 shots in business, because really the chances are that, don't let it bruise your ego, don't take it personally, the chances are you're probably going to fail to some extent or not enjoy the level of crazy success that you were after probably 8 out of every 10 times. But those 2 times are what a career is made out of. You know, those 2 times is where the success is made out of, and all the esteem and all the strategies and all the success and all the pride and the confidence comes out of. It's those 2 times. But you're going to fail probably to some extent about 8 times. Now, I don't mean to be negative about that. Actually, I don't even see failure as failure. You have to hurry up and you move on to the next one, move on to the next one. You got to get your 2 victories by hurrying up and going through those 10 shots and enduring and keeping those losses in your life in perspective. You got to hurry up. Don't be afraid and move on to the next one. So probably I would say 50% of the coaching that I have done has probably been when someone just loves fitness and they just love helping others and they want to make a career out of it. But they have a regular job, regular 8 to 5 Monday through Friday job that maybe it's okay. It pays the bills. It has good benefits or that type of thinking. And they don't know how to go about starting a career in what they love to do, whether it's bodybuilding specifically or just health and fitness. And they come to me and I do a lot of coaching, taking them through the process, using all my experience, all the things that I've done well, all the things that you don't see. You can't go to skiplacour.com and you can't see all my mistakes there. But I'll tell you, for every success, everything you think, wow, that's kind of cool, wow, that's a good idea, you can't see all the failures. And I can help you prevent you from taking all the failures. So the rest of the show I want to talk about how to form a career when it's part-time, or you want to make this a full-time endeavor for your passion for health and fitness or bodybuilding and training, how to go about doing it. I guess the first thing I should talk about is how to not go about doing it. And the first mistake, I see this with a lot of bodybuilders. They think that they've got some amazing body, some great physique. Because of being a natural bodybuilder, a lot of natural bodybuilders come to me, and they really make that distinction as their number one thing. Well, you know, I'm a natural bodybuilder, and they're very, very proud of it. They do competitions. They do pretty well. And they think that distinction alone it gives them the marquee, the attention, the marketability that they should be making a lot of money from all this, their physique alone. From my experience, many of the people who get into this sport, this whole physique development, they're really going to get control of their life, and they become so passionate and so focused in it that they become very good at it. Then if you look at some of the lives of maybe some of the most of the fitness competitors, there something else happened in their life, whether it's a divorce, other type of problems, that swing that they make to overcompensate made them experts at their field. Same thing in the bodybuilding world for the men. Well, if you're going to make a career out of this, after you've learned, you have that certain level of expertise, it's got to You've got to make a shift in your mind. It can't be about you anymore. It's not just about, hey, I look so good, look at my muscles. All right. I know that when you walk around town, people say, wow, you're so fit, what do? It seems like it's all about you. But let me just get this, drive this through your head right from the beginning as you start to plan out or even start dreaming about having some type of career in the health, fitness, bodybuilding world. It isn't about you. All right. People really could care less about you. So get that out of your head right now. What they do care about is how you can make them feel, what they're looking for in their life. I can tell you what, you're the vehicle for fitness in their life, that area of control, all right? But, you know, for some other people, they can go to a business mentor because they think that maybe earning a lot of money can give them all those different options or whatever they're looking for in their life. It's what you represent. It's what the piece that they want, that you demonstrate, they want a piece of that in their life and everything they think that it's going to bring to their life. All right, they think that if they had a six-pack abs or they lost their love handles or they had more muscle or less body fat, whatever it is, they could care less that you have it. They just want it for themselves. All right, so you need to remember that. You saying, hey, look at me, it's going to draw a lot of attention. Get over that. If you want to make a living, you want to earn cash because of the expertise that you developed in health and fitness, get over yourself because it's not about you. They're coming to you because they want some of that for them. So shift that to be the marquee. This isn't like you're like a movie star or something like that and people are coming to watch you. They're coming to get information, some information from you. Your job is not to be the marquee, the billboard. Your job is to give them information, inspiration in simple forms, coaching, so how they can get some of that in their life. It isn't about you anymore. And I tell you, that's the number one mistake that I think that people who get into this, who have aspirations of getting into the bodybuilding, fitness world, figure, whatever it is, some type of health and fitness, you have to make that shift. And I understand that at one time, you really overcompensated. You really gave up a lot of different areas of your life to gain that level of expertise that they're looking for. I understand that. No one who has a great understanding for their bodies and their fitness, they didn't just kind of half do it. They didn't just kind of casually do it. They didn't have a balanced life and went to work and do all this. They probably, for at least a period of time, became an expert because they focused. And that's everywhere. You know, you look at the actors in Hollywood or recording artists, and they make it seem so easy, and their lives have this and fun and this and that. No, at one period of time, they overcompensated. They gave up all those different balanced lives, and they became an expert just like you. But now it's time to get over that. You have the information that you need. Turn the attention onto them. You need to become a great teacher. You need to be... You need to learn personal development skills, motivation skills. You need to learn how to communicate to a lot of different levels of people. You need how to become sensory acute to the needs of other people. Zone in on exactly what their challenges, their problems are. I'll tell you this, understand that, you know, the strategies, the eating strategies, the training strategies, that those are a very minor part of this whole process. You see this all the time, whether it's a figure or a fitness, there's a million different ways to have a great body, okay? It's how a person implements all those different strategies, all right? So just remember that it's organizing their life, it's organizing their mind to be able to accept the strategies and how to integrate their mind. So number one, it's all about them, it isn't about you. You may have been the billboard to get their attention, but turn your attention on how to get to them. Number two, understand that their challenge is not about eating, not about training. Trust me, there are tons of books out there. There's tons of videos, the internet. If they really wanted the information, if they were really coming to you for just strictly information, they could have gotten that anywhere. All right? It's your job, probably 10% information, 90%. You've got to organize their thoughts, their minds, and their emotions. So you need to remember that. Also, you know, a lot of people, they think, wow, I've got this great body. I do these bodybuilding shows or these figure shows. And the quickest way they want to earn money is like getting some type of endorsement. And in this business, it's most notably from a supplement company. They seem to be the big endorsers of bodybuilding fitness personalities. And let me just tell you, when it comes to that, winning a contest, if you think you're going to just put your head down and win a lot of contests and you're going to attract the attention of a supplement company, look, there's a lot of great bodies out there, and the supplement companies could probably make just as much money having you as some champion, unless you're just off the charts, you win so many contests. But if you're at a local, regional, even national level, champions are a dime a dozen. And if you think about it, you may have a great physique. Do they really need a physique as great as yours? Like, couldn't they really, when the majority of, think about this from the supplement company's angle, right, the people who buy the supplements, I would say the 95% of them are just at the beginning of this journey. Maybe they've got 6 months of training in at the most. That's how they make their profits, okay? So if you have someone who's been training for 3 years who has a great body, that's inspiration enough to drive up supplement company sales, all right? So by you winning contests or for contests, you just, you know, not becoming a people person or a teacher or marketing, learning how to conduct yourself and relate to people, and you're just winning contest after contest after contest, you don't need to do all that. It's all about making money. If you want to make money in this business, what you have to learn how to do is ask yourself this question, how can I provide a great value for the most amount of people? All right, so, you know, there's certain business ideas. Well, I can make bodybuilding posing trunks or T-shirts or hats or something like that. You know, those are nice little niche type of things. But you have to think bigger. What can I do? Am I using the internet, an email service? You know, at least seminars where I have a bulk amount of people. How can I provide the most value to the most amount of people? All right, you know, selling a hat, you know, selling these one-shot services where you, even like a video, which is probably a great first step for most people. I mean, look, think about this. You do a video, it's a great source of knowledge, whatever. Heck, you sell it for, you know, $80, let's say. It's that great. Well, you can sell that. But see, the relationship with your customer is over. You provided a great service. They love it. You'll get emails on how great that DVD was and how it helped them so much. But the relationship, it's pretty much over at that point, all right, unless you keep on creating product for product, a one-shot deal. That's not probably the most effective way to go about it either. I mean, it's a great first start, don't get me wrong, but you have to think, how can I provide the best value, all right, to the most amount of people? All right, just remember that, okay? What can I do to provide the most amount of value to the most amount of people? And what that question, how you answer that question for yourself, don't really worry about the answer right now. What I'm doing, I'm setting up the empowered mindset of a successful business person in this bodybuilding and training world, how to earn a living, how to earn some cash, whether it's a part-time or full-time basis. I'm just setting up you with the right mindset right from the start. As I've talked to you before, as most of the people I talk to, they don't even have that down. If you don't ask yourself the right questions right from the beginning, you're going to have a horrible time. You're going to have a horrible time even doing it from the start. So, again, I'm setting up your questions. Don't really worry about all the answers. All right, don't worry about them quite yet. All right, another thing that you should remember is don't expect somebody to pay you just for having a great body. All right, really don't expect a company to just come up and pay you a monthly salary or whatever. Probably the majority of emails that I would get from, you know, aspiring bodybuilders or fitness, they think, hey, I got the look, hey, I'm marketable. How can I get an endorsement contract for a supplement company? Again, you know, your body is special. You've done a lot of great things, and that's awesome. I would tell you this, though, is that think more like a business person and less like a physique artist, a bodybuilder, a fitness person. Again, Think like a business person. How can I prove, how, what way, besides just my body, what it looks like, okay? Because there are a lot of people willing to do, to be in ads just for the ego of it, just for the exposure of it. Maybe they have a full-time job. Their body's just as good as yours, if not better. They'll do it for free. So to expect, a, just from supply and demand, you have people with great bodies who will do the job to promote their product to those 95% of those buyers. That may not be a good enough distinction. You have to think of, how can I provide the best value? Are you a great spokesperson? Are you willing to travel around the country and do seminars? Do you have a website that you can promote their product? Do you have some type of following, some email list that you can promote their product? You have to find a way, is how can you make them dollars and cents? Not provide necessarily inspiration, so to speak. Tell them how you're going to make them dollars and cents, all right? Personally, I think that if you look at how many people have endorsement contracts for just their body, there are a few. You should make that part of your plan. Of, you know, I would never tell anyone to not go for their dreams. Obviously, it's possible for me and many others. Just not the percentage of those who get paid for their bodies is so small. That may not be the first route. That may be a little bit out of your control, and there's too many things that you can do in your control to start this career. All right? So let's talk about some of those. All right? Let's talk about those supplement companies. And the reason why I want to talk about the supplement companies is that's probably the best model in this health and fitness world on how to create a good living doing what you love to do. All right? If you have ever entered a contest, you realize at the amateur level, you're not going to earn anything for looking great and winning a big trophy. You're not going to earn money that way directly. You know, a DVD is great, and that should be part of your plan, and we'll talk about that. But again, it's a one-shot deal. Even if it's awesome, you're going to have to keep on selling that over and over again. All right? Third thing is why the supplement company is a good model is because you can create a great fan. They can love you. They can think your teaching style, your way of going about it is just awesome. You can do a internet talk radio show. You can keep in contact. You can email them back and forth, have a message board, have a website. They can love you. They can connect with you. They can see you as a role model that coaches them through the whole bodybuilding process, enjoying it. And that's awesome. The thing with the supplement companies do is they keep that relationship, meaning that they can provide a service or product for them every single month. And that person that they create that alliance for can come back and they can create a win-win situation by selling them the supplements month after month after month after month after month. It's like a grocery store, the grocery store on your corner. If they do a good job, they'll get your business every single month or every single week when you do grocery shopping. See, that's probably one of the only models in this health and fitness world where you can create reoccurring income by being such a great example of health and fitness and inspiration and information for your people. So remember that. Now, again, going to the supplement company asking for money or some endorsement contract because of you look so good, not a great way to do it. There's a lot of different other ways. You know, you get affiliate programs. If you have a website and you have a lot of visitors to those websites, or you're going to work hard to it, there may be programs where you can get to your favorite supplement company who you really love and really believe in their products, where you can do a great sales job to your people, your fans, your followers, or your potential fans and followers, where what you can do if you really believe in the project is really sell that. And with the internet and how it's hooked up, at least for the model that we're working in right now, they can track those type of sales, that they know they're coming specifically from you and from your website and give you a percentage of those sales. So those affiliate programs. So instead of going to the supplement companies and saying, hey, give me money, I have such a great body, I won this, this, and this title, I'm so marketable. No, instead of telling them that, set up a situation through your website that's, look, I'll earn the money. Don't pay me a nickel. Don't pay me a nickel unless I bring you in money. Supplement companies will be very open to that because they're in a can't-lose situation, and they can see what you can do. You may never even have to get a salary or whatever it is you want from a supplement company because you're so great, your body's so great, because you can do such a great job earning it as a business person yourself. So taking advantage of that reoccurring relationship that the supplement companies do, using it with your fan base and getting a percentage of the sales from that supplement company, putting them in a no-lose situation is probably the best way to work that particular angle. And I'll tell you what is that, again, we'll get to the DVDs and maybe some books or other things you can do. But taking advantage of this business, a lot is in that the nutrition supplementation type industry, that's the best thing that you can probably do for yourself. Those companies do very well if they've got a great product, and you can get a piece of that business just because you're such a great spokesperson that you have your own fan base. It puts them in a can't-lose situation. Again, that's probably your best avenue for long-term reoccurring income. You focus in on that, okay, you can, that alone, you can create a profitable business. And then when you do set up a situation like that, you'll start seeing your advertising skills, your marketing skills, your business skills really come alive because your destiny is in your own hand. You're not going to somebody asking them to pay you or get a handout. You got to go to work. This is a business. This isn't, you have to remember that. You have to, it's all about how much value I can create for other people. If you create a great value, money will be generated, and you'll get your appropriate portion of that. You can't just be a great bodybuilder. You can't just be a great guy. You can't be just a great fitness competitor and expect to make money just from that alone. That's very rare. That's not in your hands. That depends. It's like ice cream. What's your favorite ice cream? Is it vanilla? Is it French vanilla? Is it mint chocolate chip? Is it Rocky Road? Well, you know what? You're one of those. Your Rocky Road, your mint chocolate chip or whatever. You don't want to go and put the future of your career in some supplement company's hands because although you may be great Rocky Road ice cream, that's your flavor. Well, the owner of the company, the decision maker, he just likes mint chocolate chip. Or he might like French vanilla. And you're just not his type. No harm, no foul. Don't take it personally. But you don't want to be in that situation, okay? You want to take control of your own business career that way. Personal training is an avenue that many people get into. It's probably the most direct way. When you become a fitness expert, you want to people come to you. You might want to get your personal trainer certification. That's pretty much the first route that when you decide that this is what you love to do, you love helping out other people, you want to share from this this knowledge, okay? And that that avenue is a simple way. My business experience, if I was coaching you on how to set this all up, I would ask you to rethink that whole thing, all right? I would ask you to rethink the whole personal training thing, and that's because, again, remember I talked about providing the biggest value for the most people at the same time? There's so many different avenues like the internet and things like that, group types of settings. One-on-one with one person at a time, regardless of the dollar amount that you make, you'll find out that investment of time is very hard to duplicate. Probably not. It's not the best avenue if you're thinking of making a long-term business. One thing I've known about the personal training business, now look, there's exceptions all the time, someone who can pay a very demand a very high price per hour. The thing is, what I found out is people get into this business as a personal trainer. They are very enthusiastic about it. And then what they do is they get very passionate. They maybe even become successful. They spend 9 hours a day personal training in the gym. There's only so many hours in a day. You only have so much energy. And what happens that you'll find a lot of times is that you get burned out. What I found, the very best are the very few who make it. Most of them, they pretty much, although they love to do it, they find out that they just can't do it anymore. They can't. There's not enough hours in the day. They can't charge enough to make it work. And so when someone makes probably a more intelligent decision for their life, the personal training business loses some of their best people just because of the amount of hours in the day. So personal training is something that I don't necessarily advise. Maybe something to start off with, but that's not your long-term plan. Anyway, we'll talk more about this next week. Thank you for visiting the show at www.skiplacour.com.